This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
Embarrassment of riches when it comes to guest hosts on this program over the last 3 weeks. This is week number three. And with us this morning is Bridget Prue. Hi, Bridget.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Excited to be in here.
Bridget used to work here.
No, I still work here.
You still work here.
I work here for three years.
Did you quit already?
But I haven't seen you guys in a while because during the summer I was out for about 2 months. So then I stopped seeing you guys for a little bit, but I'm back doing the Red Sox and everything.
Back.
Yeah.
Didn't she pick you up on the side of the road when your car broke down?
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. It didn't break down. I ran out of gas.
No, he ran out of gas, and I get a text from Curtis at like 5:55, like 5 minutes before the show starts, and he's like, hey, can you go pick up Greg on the side of the road? So I drove out, and he's on Sturrow, which is like the worst possible road break down on.
Yeah, ran out of gas.
Yeah, that is the worst.
Mr. AutoZone couldn't fix it yourself there.
How does one run out of gas in Boston, by the way? Well, like, it wasn't rural. It wasn't
There's no gas stations left in the city of Boston.
They're hard to find. That's crazy that they're hard to find in the city.
Well, because it's not worth it when it comes to the real estate. Like, it's
That's actually true.
It's not. You want to put up like a 12-floor skyscraper.
If only your car had some way of telling you that you needed gas.
It's just a suggestion, Curtis.
Oh, okay.
The only way that I live dangerously is to, well, other than going out and putting myself at risk to
grinding on pasta
to catch the virus, is running down the gas tank as close as I can go. I get a thrill out of that.
Just living life a little bit on the edge.
Yeah,
but then it's expensive though, because then I had to go up and bring the tow truck driver your credit card in order to pay for that.
That was maxed out.
Curtis and Ken always say that the state police did it for free for me, and they didn't.
You just weren't aware about it. Gress should add that with his time check. 7:45. Don't forget to check your gas.
He should add that in there.
Right. You know what?
Right. Don't forget to change your light bulbs. He should do a time check and then some sort of advice on like a life hack or something.
Gas check and Gress usually means something else.
Yes.
I can put their radio knowledge in a thimble.
All right. Gress and Keith coming up at 10. So where are you from?
I'm from Attleboro.
You're from Attleboro.
Yes.
Okay. And how did you make your way into this business?
I started in college, so
Where'd you go to college?
UMass Amherst.
Okay.
So I started as a...
Huge win last night.
Huge win. I used to be a play-by-play broadcaster for the hockey team there. And actually, Gresh and Keith producer John Anderson used to be my color commentator.
Really?
So that's what I started
out
doing.
Times were tough then. Yeah, nobody else you could pick from?
You guys just talk about global warming during the game?
He's a little bit better as a producer, but he had too many puns for my liking to be a color commentator.
Oh, he was a pun guy?
Oh, yeah. Hit me with the puns. I just roll my eyes at him.
Yeah.
So did you go to school with Alex, too? Didn't she go to UMass?
I went to school with Alex, yes.
You did?
Yeah,
did you graduate
the year before Alex, yes.
Yeah, okay. So speaking of last night's win, huge win by UMass, we were talking about this yesterday. Because of contact tracing, they had four players that were not allowed to play last night, one of which was their starting goaltender and their top scorer. They didn't have COVID-19.
No, they didn't.
Do you think that was the right decision made by the NCAA?
I still don't think they've really given us enough information to go off of what they made that original decision to put those four guys on the COVID list for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just relieved that Carson Gusevich is going to be back, the leading goal scorer, because honestly, I didn't think they were going to make it through Minnesota Duluth because they're the reigning national champions and they're just so good. It had to go to overtime, but they needed Philip Lindbergh back in net. Not that Murray did a bad job, but they needed those two guys in order to be able to actually finally win their first championship. And I'm so excited to see it. I can't wait to watch it. I just wish they were better when I was there because they were horrible when I was there.
they were
like last place in Hockey East every single time I was there.
It's the Frozen Four.
Right.
If it were the Final Four.
Like the Baylor coach said.
Like the coach of the Baylor women's team mm-hmm. said. Let these guys play hockey.
Right.
Have you seen the variants out there, Greg?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, Brazilian variant.
Yeah, lots of variants.
We all know about the South End variant.
We do?
Yes.
No, but Ken, why can't you? I mean, worst case scenario, you quarantine them after the final.
Well, that's a great idea. I mean, that was that Wee's original idea. I don't know who. They should do that. They should have them stay 2 weeks in a quarantined mm-hmm. hotel after the event.
That was my
idea. I thought you were going to say before, because they had plenty of time before to get there early. I know they're going to school, but like get them there early.
Mm-hmm.
Let them quarantine there because they were back on campus, and that's where they supposedly had
caught COVID.
And they're safer, quarantining in Pittsburgh rather than being back on the campus of UMass Amherst, which is known to be, a little rowdy sometimes.
Yes. They probably attended some kind of a super spreader event or something at JQA or whatever. didn't they give them an extra week or something?
Yeah, they had just about 2 weeks in between the games. Yeah.
Ah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
That was stupid as all get out.
Well, it's even more dramatic that they won.
It was a big win.
Take the four teams that make the Frozen Four, the Final Four. Go to wherever you're going to play and say, all right, you guys are going to be here for the next 2 weeks playing and then quarantine, because it's not even, you don't even have to quarantine for 2 weeks no more. Now I think it's like 4 days, right?
Yeah, and then like 4 days and like two or three negative tests.
Yeah, so everybody that's there is like, all right, we're not even testing you down here. Like, that's what the Baylor coach said. Take the final four teams, put them someplace else, and don't even test them.
Right.
So there won't be any issues. That's what she was saying, and I can understand that. Hey, and then maybe you got to stay an extra week to get some negative test and, whatever it is after you lose before you go back to wherever you go. And that should protect people. And you don't have to worry about you spending your whole life working to get to someplace and then, boom, it's taken from you.
All right, Bridget, favorite of the four professional sports here in the city, favorite team?
The Bruins. So
Bruins.
Big NHL fan. I cover the Bruins for the website now. So yeah. I've been at pretty much every home game since they've allowed media back. Which has been fun, even though with the limited fans, it's very weird.
That Marsh goal last night was extraordinary.
Oh, my gosh. He is. I heard you say earlier he's begun to carry the team a little bit, and I can't help but agree. He is just, that was an amazing goal, just dragged right in front, backhand, up high,
so
shorthanded.
Pretty. It was so sweet, that goal last night. Beautiful goal.
And he does it on the penalty kill all the time. He's like the... when you think about this, the Bruins scoring shorthanded goals, it's always him. For some reason, he just has this instinct to score in the penalty kill.
Yeah,
Greg, we have some urgent news we need to share with the audience.
Yes.
It is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband, His Royal Highness, the Prince Philip of Edinburgh.
Oh, no.
I liked Prince Philip.
I believe he was nearly 100 years old.
Oh man. I thought he was like DMX died.
Why would Ken play the England music if DMX died?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, he was in the hospital with the virus, correct?
He was, I believe. Yeah.
He was 100?
Almost
99.
99 years old.
Not bad.
99 years old. Have you ever watched The Crown?
No.
Do you?
Yeah, Bridget? I watched The Crown.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like that show. But
and that poor guy, I mean, he put up with a lot because he basically
went from being a husband to being like, you know, another kid. She just was making she's calling all the shots and he's just sitting there like, okay, I'll hold your train. I'll hold your crown.
It's like being the first man. You know what I mean? It's like,
I don't find the fascination in like royal families.
I don't either.
Unless it's like, you know, King of Zamunda. I don't like really find the fascination in like the whole.
You're more fascinated by a fictional royal family than you are of an actual one.
Yeah, because at least, you know, with that family or, you know, T'Challa, the Black Panther, it's like they can do some great things. Like, what does the royal family do?
They hunt.
Is that it?
Yeah, they go fox hunting.
But like,
they kick Meghan out.
Why are they so enamored? Like people, like, you know, what did you say? 1 billion people watch that wedding?
Yes.
I don't get that.
Ask Bridget. It's predominantly women who love.
Are you fascinated with the royal family?
No, I don't follow it. The only thing that I've seen recently was Meghan and Harry's interview with Oprah, and that was about the most interesting thing that they've done in a long time. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I know a lot more crazier families out there. Mm-hmm. You know, criminals' family. So you should see them. It's a royal family for you.
Broken home or stable family?
It's always broken. There's no stable families.
Okay. All right. Not the angle I thought we were going to take with that.
It's a question. Because when you guys were talking about this, what's it called? What was this TV show?
The Crown?
The Crown. Yeah. I was wondering what's the fascination that people have with, you know, the royal family.
Why are people here interested in the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Because of the drama and, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, there
the
is drama.
That's
yeah.
It. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And everybody, I think, imagines that they would like to be in a royal family. I mean, it's.
But then when you see it, it's messed up. Like, it's messed up.
It's a cushy gig. I mean, all you do is you go, you know, you
it's
go
It's not
out.
Really, though.
Well, I understand what you're saying. You mean because there's, like, pressure and you
like, you can't even be yourself. Like, you have to change your name to be queen and you have to, like, you can't be yourself at all. It's just. It doesn't seem like fun to me. Everybody's like, "Oh yeah, I want to be a princess. I want to look what happened to Meghan. She thought, you know, I'll be a princess."
What happened to Meghan? She's like living in Los Angeles in a $50 million home.
Well, yeah, I mean, but she almost
killed herself.
Yeah,
right?
she had a lot of pressure just from inside her own family. Like no support there.
I know it's so much pressure going from being an actress to being a princess and having 47 accordions and. You know, the only time you leave the place is in a Bentley when you're in a 1962 Bentley waving to everybody with the royal wave on the way out.
So how much drama is that? At least with the Kardashians, we get sex tapes. I mean, at least we get that. We get sex tapes.
I don't think you want a queen.
We get them sleeping with rappers and basketball players and fighting. And, you know, there's always something for the gram. What do we get from the royal family? So you get to drive around in Bentleys and.
It's big over there. You understand that, right?
No, I understand it, but I don't understand why. That's where I'm kind of like.
Well, you know, Google it. There's a lot of info out there. It's pretty interesting.
All right. We'll get back to Bridget and maybe Wiggy's 5 questions for Bridget.
Yes.
Coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Ken Laird to tell us what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Shaw's Just For You. This week, Shaw's Just For You members can pick up 24 packs of Refresh Spring Water for only $2.99 each when you activate that digital coupon to check out. 2 per customer limit. Offer valid through Thursday, April 15th. By the way, Bridget has the toughest job at WEI. She's Fitzy's producer on Saturday afternoon.
Holy cow.
It used to be Laird and Fitzy. So.
Used to be Laird and Fitzy. Now it's Ken and Curtis. Fitzy and Mego, I might add. So she actually works very closely with Megan Ottolini on the weekend here.
What is on the schedule to be on the show tomorrow?
Sean Salisbury for the latest on Deshaun Watson.
Oh, wow.
Ben Volen, of course, in for a full hour.
That's a big get.
Yep.
And yesterday, we just got the rating this morning for the first 15 minutes of the Greg Hill Show. Best rating in 15 years on the station.
Yeah. You should just be late every day. Just be able to pull a Maddie.
I'm fine with that. Come in at 7 if you want.
Come in at 7.
I don't care.
Nice win for the Bruins last night, 4-2, and here's the Marsh goal as Jack Hall.
Here comes Brad Marchand, 2-on-1 with Patrice Bergeron on the net drive, curl and drag, and Marchand scores his 30th shorthanded goal, his second in two games, and the Bruins lead 3-0.
I would like personally to hear Bridget and Wiggy call a goal before the end of the 2 hours today. Off tape or something. Maybe Marsh's goal or maybe the UMass winner last night.
Okay.
One of the two. That's
maybe
my
we'll
request.
Get to that. All right.
What's after, hockey geek out?
Put that in queue.
After Curtis's Penn game at 8:30.
Yeah, oh, gosh.
Celtics Timberwolves 7:30 tonight. C's currently in seventh place. Red Sox off today but had won a fourth straight. Wiggy had a Red Sox lead today.
See?
He is all in on this team, I think.
Well, no, it's just
90-plus wins.
I remember that it was a couple years ago when they started off slow on the road and everybody jumped the gun with this team. It's like with baseball, haven't we learned that, like, pump the brakes? And especially it was one series. They went 0-3, and it was like, all right, the Red Sox, they won't win a game all year long.
So I think it's pretty clear to everyone that Wiggy is currently negotiating a contract.
When
what's
is
that
it,
got to do with
when is it?
You're
okay
liking
to,
the Red Sox.
When is it okay to judge? All-star break?
No, I said, like, I said maybe, like, you know, 20, 22, 25 games in, you can kind of get a feel of what this team is a little bit. And if the pitching, especially the starting pitching, can be consistent.
Thursday at the Masters, Justin Rose, a 7-under, 4-shot lead right now on Harmon and Matsuyama. 6 birdies on the back nine, 9:36 tee time for him. And Curtis has Tiger Woods news that he wants to get to at some point during the show.
Yeah. Well,
is it trending worthy? Probably not.
No, I mean,
it's newsworthy, I guess.
It should be discussed, and I think we can discuss that coming up in just a little bit, among other things, including Wiggy's 5 questions for today's guest host. So we'll get to all that coming up.
We're back to more. The Craig Hill Show on EEI.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arms felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone.
Horrendous choice, Lair.
What I haven't seen that look since I pulled out Rush last night.
That was an ugly look.
What is that all about?
The Tiger Woods tie-in, fast car.
Is that Tracy Chapman?
Yeah. What's wrong with Tracy Chapman? That's a banger.
This is a banger?
No.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Ken's
not a
world,
banger.
That's a banger.
Ken, he's trying to remind himself of the time he and three other Northeastern engineering majors went to the Lilith Fair. Is what he's trying to remind himself.
Okay, come on, man. You must have did something in college.
Good
you weren't
time,
that of much of a square.
Oh man, I was wild.
Jesus, come
there
on.
I don't even believe that.
There is a story from Ken's past that we have to talk about at some point.
Yeah.
And you will think of Ken as a wild man.
Discuss that.
Well, you haven't with these guys.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well, Bridget is here. She is our guest host of the day. Have you heard any of the other guest hosts?
Yes, I have. Yes. And I know a lot of them.
Okay. So if you were not going to get the job, who would be your choice so far?
Oh, I think you guys are going to have a really hard time because you guys have had so many good people come on. And they've all done really good jobs of like showcasing their personalities and talking a little bit of Celtics every once in a while, a little bit of sports. So
I'm a little biased.
I guess I would say I'm a little biased because some girls I know better than others.
Yeah.
So I really liked Megan.
Okay.
And actually, I thought Lane did a really good job yesterday.
Yeah.
And then I'll shout out my girl Alex, too.
Okay.
So.
All right. Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be very difficult to pick. I think everybody has... I don't want to speak for you guys, but everybody has a clear favorite. Wiggy,
I have a big board.
You have a big board.
But it's fluid. It's like the draft, you know, it's fluid.
Yeah, don't forget about me, guys. I'm not on the big board yet. So.
Right.
Yeah.
See, that's what I mean. My big board, this is like, big board 1.0. And then it'll change with Bridget. And then we got some other people coming in.
Four next week, yeah.
Right, so then it will change.
And then we're done after that.
Then we're
right?
done.
Okay.
My official big board won't be until after that.
How many total guest hosts?
I believe 15 when we're all said and done.
Wow.
15 total.
So you made it hard for yourself. You didn't just have to choose between like the strawberry ice cream and the vanilla ice cream. Now you have like all the flavors up there, and it's going to be so much harder to choose.
Well, that's like Baskin Robbins. They used to have, what do they have, like 47 flavors or something like that?
And you just sit in front of the sign, and you're like, I don't know. Maybe I don't even want ice cream.
Greg, Bridget brought up a great point that you kind of asked early. She says that everybody should get a second chance because you can't really determine if somebody... what the first chance was. Was that what you said? It was some along those lines, right?
I think, like, you need to have more time to get to know people, see how the chemistry is, and just get a little bit more sports knowledge, dig a little deeper on the sports knowledge for some people, because some of the shows have been, like, very news-heavy and different things like that, so.
Well, I think the three finalists come back and do a full show. I think that's the way we have to do it.
And you're set on three, not five. Only three.
There's 15.
Because Britt is not in my top three, but I think she needs another show. I mean, we have to bring her back.
Brittany's not in your top three?
No, no.
Wow.
Is she in your top three, Curtis?
Number one right now.
Maybe you want to bring all five back?
Yeah.
Well, then you have a whole week.
Yeah, full week of second round.
Okay.
Okay, can we have this settled by the 4th of July?
It's not the second round. That's going to be
the
final.
Championship.
That's going to be the championship round.
Fair enough.
It's like Final Jeopardy.
Right.
So by the way, Aaron Rodgers stinks on Jeopardy.
Does he?
Yeah, he sucks.
I've just seen a few things. Other guy, Alex Trebek, just, you know, like...
What?
You know, like,
he doesn't seem at all like Alex Trebek. There will never be, ever... be another Trebek. Single greatest game show host ever. Second is Wink Martindale.
So, John, how much did you put down? Oh, $3,000.
No,
okay.
No, Trebek.
Can Winky host Jeopardy?
I mean, it doesn't seem like... Because I've seen a few clips of Aaron Rodgers.
He doesn't interact with anybody. Have you seen him? He doesn't even interact with the contestants.
As a lifelong fan of Jeopardy, it is an incredible honor to guest host.
I mean, great quarterback.
His background isn't really in, you know, game shows, so maybe he just needs more time.
The guy, he stinks as a host, and apparently he stinks in bed, if you believe what some of his girlfriends have said.
By the way, I know this is a totally idiotic take, but there's a reason why guys like Aaron Rodgers underperform in clutch moments. It's because football is just not important enough to them. It consumes the great players. Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He's been the most talented quarterback for the majority of his career in the NFL. And it's because he cares more about Jeopardy and Danica Patrick and...
TB12. Oh, that's the other guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the same thing with Brady.
TB12 was about performing at your maximum potential.
He missed off-season workouts 2 years in a row.
What are you talking about? Tom Brady, you think Tom Brady hasn't been driven?
The last couple of years, no.
So what happened?
Checked out.
He won a Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
Not his last year here.
He beat Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game at Lambeau Field.
How was
at the
he
age
in 2019? He was a failure.
Why are you talking
lasting
about
lasting legacy? Failure.
Bridget said the same thing, though.
Lasting legacy that Tom Brady is a failure.
Failed in New
England. No, but he's got a lot of distractions too in his life. So
He does have distractions.
There's a lot of things that, you know.
Do you think Michael Jordan would ever host a game show?
No, he plays baseball.
So do you object to... Do you think that Aaron Rodgers hosting Jeopardy shows you that he's just not... He's not driven as driven as Tom
Football
Brady?
Is not the most important thing to him.
Hmm.
And that's why... And Peyton Manning, another all-time great... Peyton Manning, another all-time great, underperformed in the postseason because he was too busy with these idiotic chicken parm, you taste so good, being the spokesman for Budweiser and... insurance companies. And
is that what happened to Bill Belichick when he started doing the Subway commercials?
Great point, Bridget. Nailed it. But you don't agree with that, Greg?
I think you can look at guys. I might look at Jimmy Garoppolo the same way and say, hey, he's a talented guy, but I don't know if his head is completely in it all the time.
Yeah, but I'm with Bridget. Like, what makes you draw that conclusion about a player? Just because he does things... So Patrick Mahomes is not in it because he does State Farm commercials?
Everybody's got a side hustle.
Yeah, I don't get, like, everybody has a side hustle. That's how you...
Well, I think Curtis is looking at... Are you looking at Jeopardy as being different than doing a commercial?
Well, I think if you're, like, Baker Mayfield, win a couple games, get, you know, win a championship or get to the playoffs or do something before you're the spokesperson of Progressive. In every commercial break, you see
Curtis
Baker Mayfield.
Just jealous that he doesn't have a Progressive commercial or a State Farm commercial.
I got a commercial.
And listen,
man, your work here is suffering.
And I do say that, you know, Brady did beat Aaron Rodgers in that game. But if you go back and look at the stats on which quarterback had a better game, wasn't it Aaron Rodgers, statistically? I mean,
do you think Tom Brady kicks a field goal from the 8-yard line?
No.
I'm asking you that question.
I'm just saying.
No, Winky, you just asked a question.
I agree with you that, yes, Brady did beat Rodgers head-to-head. But if you look at their performances in that game.
At the 8-yard line, would Tom Brady kick a field goal to get down by 5 points?
Well, that's the coach's decision, not Aaron Rodgers.
Why did the coach decide to do that? Why did Aaron
Rodgers? Because he's an idiot.
Okay, so Aaron Rodgers, this is his legacy, not LaFleur's. Nobody cares about him. Okay.
Scott, did you come up with the correct response? Who wanted to kick that field goal?
I think what Curtis is saying is that maybe Rodgers would have had a better chance if he had just done less Jeopardy. Is that what you're trying to say? Is that the point?
LaFleur would
you guys
have been
are
like...
all sounding like idiots right now.
I'm just trying to figure out. I think he's trying to say, Bridges, that is he should have went up to LaFleur and said, no, we're going for it. I don't care what you're saying.
How many times do you see Brady wave off the punt team or Peyton Manning or other players?
Oh, yeah, you see that happen all the time. But guess what? When it comes down to it, the coach always is going to have the final say, right?
No, he hasn't.
You know, he's a coach, so you know, I'm a player.
He hasn't. I guarantee you that other players in those moments, whether it was Montana, Brady, others, would say, no way in hell am I giving the ball back to Tom Brady kicking a field goal here.
So you think LaFleur decided to do that? Why?
Because he's a giant puss bag.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Right, and I'm saying Aaron Rodgers' legacy is on the line, not LaFleur's.
Right, so what do you want Aaron Rodgers to do?
Call
fight with
I tell you what, I
drag the kicker off the field?
What I don't want him to do is to host Jeopardy again because he sucks. He's awful. He ruined the show for me,
Did
and I love Jeopardy.
Him?
Yes. Ruined it.
No, but
Tom Brady would be a better Jeopardy host than Aaron Rodgers.
But then he'd be a worse football player, according to Curtis. So,
what would you want that? I'm trying to get Curtis's his madness is in the mega mind. So you want Aaron Rodgers to drag the kicker off the field physically?
Yeah, just say get the hell off the field.
You've fallen right into my trap.
You thought it was a smart move to kick a field goal there?
No, I did, but I mean, you can't be sitting on the middle of the field arguing with your kicker, yelling at him to get off, and he's like, the coach told me to come on, and he's like, no, what do you think's going to happen? A delay of game penalty, or they're going to have to burn a timeout?
Oh, no, delay of game, they have to kick the field goal from the 13.
Curtis wanted Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, good heavens.
You know, like that kid at the court who you're like, you can't, you know what, we're playing without you, and then the kid sits in the middle of the court. So he wanted Rodgers to sit down in the middle of the field with
you
his legs crossed.
To lie down in the middle of the field on
full
top
protest.
Of the ball.
Well, a couple of linemen are dragging him off the field.
Let's see. This is Sid. Good morning, Sid.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, what's going on?
So, I have an idea that I don't think anyone's brought up yet with regard to a fair and accurate way to judge the contestants for Danielle's position.
Okay.
And here's my idea. I think that you guys, the crew, should create a rubric that's typically used in the field of education to be able to judge the contestants. So, for instance, you guys could obviously, I think chemistry should be on that rubric, and you guys could kind of have like a scale of like 1 to 5 in terms of you know how good was the chemistry, obviously adaptability, knowledge of sports. Obviously, if it's a sports show, that's just my idea.
Hangability. Elaine brought up hangability. I mean, it seems like, do I have to know math in order to be able to do this? Because
I don't even know what a rubric is.
I haven't taken a test in like 5 years, and it's just giving me anxiety. So
I'm not good at math. You want to get to Wiggy's 5 questions for Bridget?
Number 5.
Thank you. All right, Bridget. What would make you the best co-host for this position?
Well, I already know you guys. I've already worked here over there where Ken is currently sitting. So mm-hmm. I know it from that point of view.
Familiarity.
Okay. Understanding. I mean, I used to work the morning show a lot, too, back when I had to pick Greg up on the side of the road. And, yeah, no, I think I know what I need to do. And I think I have a lot of sports knowledge to bring. I work with the Red Sox and the Bruins. So.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I have some opinions about Cam Newton.
Oh, wow. I can't wait to hear those.
Hopefully they
get to those later.
Number four.
Thank you. All right. Now, you talked about you went to UMass, and we all know UMass is being ZooMass. So what's the craziest thing that you did at the zoo?
Oh, well, I mean, when I was there, actually, this is a really lame answer. I used to work every Friday and Saturday night either covering hockey or football. So I'd show up to every party very late at, like, 11 midnight and it was just already too crazy at that point to catch up to anyone, so it was very disappointing. I'd show up, they'd be like, why weren't you drinking at the game? Why, you should have pre-gamed. I'm like,
but see,
I was
shows,
working.
I mean, that's earnest. You're somebody who was hardworking. You chose to work as opposed to party in college.
Yeah, well, that's what it seems like.
All right, all right.
Number three.
All right, what's your favorite TV show on right now? Do you have one?
Like, could it be in between seasons?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So I like The Mandalorian. I like Baby Yoda.
Oh,
he's the cutest. I also like 90 Day Fiancé. I know that's probably not something you guys are into.
That's come up a couple times.
I've watched that a few times.
You have? Yeah. It's so good.
It's come up a couple times with contestants for this job.
They yeah, I don't mind that 90 Day. And there's another one on like...
Married at First Sight.
Or like marrying my mom or something like that where you're...
Smothered?
What?
Yeah,
Smothered.
Smothered. Smothered's one, but then it's the other one like the guy...
Mama's Boy.
Yes, that one's a good one too.
I can't say. I have also watched those.
Yeah. I'm a big... Seems like you're a reality TV show person.
Yeah, it's either that or sports or stand-up comedy, so...
Oh,
like, I've been rewatching The Chappelle Show on Netflix.
Fantastic show.
It kills me every time.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay, all right.
Number two.
Well, then this one should be good then. Top three comedians.
Top three comedians, definitely Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Gosh, it kind of depends, like, what I'm in the mood for. I like Sebastian Maniscalco.
Okay, that's the Italian dude.
Yeah,
he's funny.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
He's really funny. And then, I don't know, a third. Maybe Jim Gaffigan, but he's a little bit clean. I like a little bit, you know, a little bit further down, a little dirtier, but... Okay. Yeah, those are three good ones.
Right. Like Dice Clay. He's not clean.
Number one.
Thank you. All right, so this one's for Greg's wheelhouse. You're on death row. What's your last meal?
Prime rib.
Huh?
Prime rib.
And I can eat a lot of steak. Like, I could eat a full, like, king-cut prime rib. Ever since I was, like, eight, too. I just...
Prime rib. What else? What are the sides?
Can we get, like, a good surf and turf going on?
Yeah, whatever you want. You're at death row. It's your last meal.
Can we get dessert? Can we get, like, a cannoli or something?
Oh, cannoli. Wiggy love. He does love cannolis. You do love
Maria,
cannolis.
Maria sent in some cannolis that were very good the other day. Yeah. So if you were here, with, like, 2 days ago, you could have got one of those.
I've been craving those.
Where do you go to get prime rib around here?
There's a place, well, I live in Attleboro, so it's like an hour south of here.
Out there, so where do you go for prime rib?
So there's a place right near my house called Benefit Street, and it's really good. And then there's a pub right next to my house called Morin's Diner that has it on Saturdays.
Okay, excellent.
Are you ringing for the steak? Is my steak ready?
Restaurant plugs.
The prime rib, either what is it, the aioli sauce or the au jus sauce?
Au
jus sauce. Right? Is either key with the prime rib or the French onion dip sauce. Those are the only two ways you can eat prime rib.
I love aioli with my prime rib.
That's the only way to go, man.
There's no such thing as a French onion dip sauce.
I don't know what it's called. Yes, there is. It comes with prime rib sandwiches. You
no,
dip
that's
it.
That's the au jus. You understand?
Yeah, I think it is the au jus.
That's French. Au jus is French.
Well, what's the white looking sauce? The white, like, creamy sauce.
With an accent and goo?
Are you talking about a horseradish?
Yeah, it's like a horseradish, but you eat it with prime rib, though. But it's not a horseradish.
It is. That's the sauce.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
I think it's Alfredo.
Are you discussing a French dip sandwich? That's what that's called. The prime rib sandwich
is a French dip. That like, French dip, that you would get in your French onion soup.
Yes. Google it.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do with a French onion soup. That's totally different.
No, but the soup juice they use is the same thing you would dip your sandwich in. No. Greg, right?
Is soup juice just called soup, though?
It's not. There's no onions involved in the prime rib sandwich.
The au jus is not the same as French onion soup. I mean, they're similar.
Right.
But they're not the same.
I just
thing.
Like the sandwich. You get prime rib sandwich, and you dip it in, like, that sauce that's like French onion soup.
Yeah. I like the French onion soup without the onions and the soup. I like just the cheese. Just the cheese part that's on the top. All right. Was that? I can't remember. Are we done?
I think there's one.
Yeah, that was it. I think.
Oh. There's one.
Oh. Did I miss one? I already played the number one.
Was that number one? Was that your last question?
I mean, I have one more question.
Oh, okay. I think that was four.
You threw in the comedian. All right, fine. Sorry.
Yeah, the comedian. Because I think on the fly, baby. I think on the fly. All right. So I always ask this question because I feel like it's a window to a person's personality. One night, hanging out, partying, and wilding out with one celebrity. Who is it?
That's really hard because, like, as I already explained, I don't know if I could hang with a lot of the celebrities that...
It's all right.
I would say, like, Harry Styles. I really like Harry Styles, but I think that he would really, like, drive me into the ground with all the craziness.
He's One Direction, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But maybe, like, a Lady Gaga.
Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, and then, but, like, dinner guest, though, would be, like, a Michelle Obama.
You'd want to have dinner with Michelle Obama.
That would be, like, yes. I probably Class more her... Up. I'd probably be more her pace than the others.
All right. So Bridget is our guest host. We will be back, and Bridget will give you today's news.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
With respect to that particular snarky comment.
Without Danielle.
The gal who does, who works on the air with, on EEI with, did I just space on his name?
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
Nobody can let me just exit gracefully. Nobody.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
They are now offering sound wave therapy and other ED treatments with success rates as high as 90% at Northeast Men's Health. You can learn more at northeastmenshealth.com. And today's guest host is Bridget Prue. Bridget has the news.
All right, let's get right to it. So our first story, firefighters rescued a woman who became stuck in the mud Thursday while searching for sea glass near Constitution Beach in East Boston.
Stuck in the mud?
Stuck in the mud. Let's find out how.
How do you get stuck in the mud?
I don't know.
At the beach.
Right.
Okay.
So Camille Coelho was trying to cut through what she thought was gravel to reach the beach. Instead, she became stuck in the mud nearly up to her waist. Is this like a quicksand situation?
Apparently. I mean, this is why I didn't think
that was like a rational fear to have, but apparently if you go to Constitution Beach, you might run into it.
This is why I don't go on walks. This is why physical activity is not my thing.
Although you did with your daughter, I saw on IG.
She makes me walk once a week with her. Do we have audio on this?
I was trying to make my way over to the look like gravel, but it wasn't. Anyway, I was out there pointing it, and then I started to kind of sink a little bit. My shoe went down, and I got a ladder, kind of distributed the weight a little bit better.
Oh, how embarrassing.
I'm trying to think where she was on Shay's Beach as she's getting stuck in the mud. I'm not even like...
I just think it's like, how do you not get yourself out?
Quicksand.
Quicksand is only in movies and Gilligan's Island.
Constitution Beach.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about
right.
that one.
Well, I guess that's a irrational fear to be worried about. I guess you're right. All right. What else?
At least two 911 calls reported monkeys were loose in Cincinnati ceremony overnight. But as of Thursday afternoon, police had not yet found them. The report may have been misinformation, but Cincinnati Police Sergeant Jacob Hicks said Thursday morning that they were taking it seriously.
That's why we instantly pulled out cameras and stuff, because it doesn't even sound believable. At first we thought they might have been possums or something, but then we seen them actually swinging from the trees like monkeys, and we were like, oh, those are monkeys for real.
Oh, wow.
Probably some kind of a test run for Elon Musk's new theme park.
A real Planet of the Apes.
Doesn't they do something with monkeys, though? Don't they play video games? Or he had a monkey playing a video game?
That was a part. That was the whole thing with that same company that I mentioned in my lead that says they can build the real Jurassic Park right now. And I think they're going to.
And they only need monkeys to build it.
I don't think the mo- monkeys are doing the... I don't think the monkeys are... I was just being
it's
facetious.
It's a Planet of the Apes Jurassic Park crossover.
Well, it could be. Yeah, maybe it is.
Well, if you can teach a monkey to play a video game, I thought he was...
The reason this is a news story mm-hmm. is that there is a trope of monkeys that appears to be running wild in Cincinnati. That's a weird thing. Mm-hmm. Like, monkeys yeah. wouldn't normally be terrorizing a city like Cincinnati. So that's why it's a news story.
Except in the movies.
Yeah. If they find a better city than Cincinnati, terrorize someplace.
I don't know anything about
that. Yeah,
they're
going
to make
before.
Their way down to Miami as soon as possible.
Yeah, if you're going to terrorize someplace, go there.
All right, what else, Bridget?
Dr. Fauci has issued a stark warning that the United States could be on the verge of another disturbing surge of COVID-19 cases. On Good Morning America, I've seen this. On Good Morning America, Fauci warned that it's basically a race between the vaccine and this new variant of the disease.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race, as I said, between the really, really good news of the vaccine and the somewhat sobering news of this variant that's spreading more rapidly.
This guy's all over the place. Memorial Day, we were doing away with masks. Now we got another uptick because of the 117.
Right. Well, now it's another surge. We got another surge coming. Wendy,
shut it down.
Do you want another update from a Curtis family doctor on COVID?
Yes.
Nope.
Yes. It's a nut burger.
Yes.
Yesterday, in a conversation, this doctor said the variants are incredibly dangerous and that even those vaccinated should not let their guard down with masks. That this is something that's going... that the rest of the country is about to pay for being wide open. So take that for what it's worth.
I thought he was going the other way with that.
I know. Is it the same doctor?
Wow.
Different doctor.
I thought that's more of a Ken Laird comment.
Right? I present the news as I get it.
Wait, this doctor say he said this to you?
It was a female, yes.
She said that to you?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought he was going to say it was another Nuttenberger, but it seems like this ain't. This one's serious. Yeah. So we shut it down? Is that what that means? Another shutdown?
Yeah. Shut it back down again.
Then they really shouldn't be playing with full fans in the stands down in Texas, I guess.
Not.
Yeah. So 117.
Two weeks to slow the spread of the variant 117 is coming. All right. Okay. Fauci. Although Fauci had no explanation for why Texas, without the masks, has had a drop in cases.
This is like the Jimmy G posturing. This is, they're trying to get... fear out there until everybody's vaccinated. So that I think they're going the other way in this
one. You think so?
Yeah.
All right, I can see what you're saying, Ken.
So are you suggesting that they would fear-monger?
A little fear-mongering in this case.
Ken?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Hold on a second. This is Nick on the Cape. Hello, Nick.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Not much. I just heard Fauci talking again. And I'm just kind of curious, why is the vaccine so all-important that we get it? I thought it just keeps you from getting sick and dying, but mm-hmm. you can still contract coronavirus. Am I wrong?
I believe you are correct.
Right.
I believe that is correct.
So then why is it so all important that we get this vaccine with a virus that's just going to spread more? What does the vaccine have anything to do? You're still going to get it.
Well, what are we going to do if we have 5-6 million vaccinations left over at the end? What are we going to do with them?
Right. Fauci can't get paid.
That's the issue there.
Yeah, he can't get his bread for that.
Are you going to... do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I'm 26.
Okay. Well, would you get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to get it.
Definitely planning on getting the vaccine.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
What'd they say? 20% of the population has already gotten it.
And first doses, I believe we're almost at 50%.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. Ken Laird is getting it today.
Today.
Wow.
Just before noon today, the one
before
shot.
Before anybody
He's
else.
He's going to tackle 16 elderly people just to get the shot.
Curtis has his, right?
Yes, Curtis has, yeah.
Fully vaccinated, never felt smarter.
Wiggy's vaccinated from catching it, essentially.
I've already got it. I'm a survivor. But Ken's getting it before everybody else. Because we're not able to get it, the regular people, the healthy people that are, under 65, we're not able to get it until April 19th. But for some reason, Ken was able
to
get it before
go sign up.
That.
Wiggy, this feels a lot like white privilege to me.
That's what it sounds like. Sounds like, Ken, you jump in the line because of your white privilege.
Anywhere. Did you register anywhere?
Huh?
No, you did not.
I've not been able to register.
You played Call of Duty all day.
Ken, your privilege is showing.
Hello, Derek.
Good morning, everyone.
Oh, good morning, Derek, the Steelers fan. What's up?
Yeah, I'm done with this guy. Okay.
Which one?
You know, you got the this fraud, Fauci, and Ken, stop it. Enough is enough. This guy, you got the audio of him the other day when somebody asked him about, you know, federal mandate on their glorified flu shot. Okay, it's not a vaccine. It's a flu shot. That's all it is. And the guy wouldn't even take a stance, but he covered his own backside with his answers. He's more and more sounding like a politician. It's disgusting. Enough is enough, Ken. Your variants.
Derek gets very upset about the variants.
Oh, God.
It came out of left field.
You heard Curtis's doctor.
Well, England. England is going to have the herd on Monday, they're saying.
Jeez.
Who's saying?
Experts, science.
Curtis's doctor.
The PHE.
They're going to have the herd immunity by Monday in England, which is what they're saying.
Is that delayed now that Prince Philip died?
I don't know. Yes, that's big news today. Prince Philip has passed away.
Yeah.
The Queen's husband.
Well, will Meghan Markle be invited to the funeral?
Probably not. Ooh. I would say. Do you think Harry will?
He's got to be there.
Do you think they want him back there?
I feel like when you're out, you're out. Like, yeah, they're just kind of like, you're back. Out.
I don't
you're
think out. He's going to be there.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, not. I just got an Evite for a watch party for the funeral at their house.
No, he's not going to be there. This is family tension right here. This is real.
Yeah, but you invite the...
Don't matter.
You invite the grandson to go to your... You go to your grandfather's funeral. I mean, he's going to come back regardless of what he said.
No, not when the grandson and his wife have dragged the family and made a mockery of the name. No. You ain't allowed at this.
You think Prince Andrew shows up? He's probably afraid he's going to be arrested if he shows up in public anywhere.
Galen, I don't think they want to be seen with him anyway. So.
Galen just sent her regards.
All right. We got to take a break. Coming up, is it farewell to one of the most beloved New England Patriots? By the way, a guy who has been pretty loyal to this program and to the previous program. Is it time for us to finally say a sad farewell? We'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.